The Icarians came to Nauvoo in the 1850s, the decade after the Latter-day Saints had fled west. Dr. Theodore Georgopoulos has taken an interest in Nauvoo's Icarian history.
It's a fascinating history. It's a fascinating story about people that came here in Illinois, in the United States, and finally created this society and this nation.
Georgopoulos is a professor of European law at the University of Reims Law School in Champaign, France. He's recently done research at Western Illinois University's Baxter Snyder Center for Icarian Studies. Georgopoulos says if you want to learn about Icarian history, you need to come to Western Illinois to study Nauvoo.
I found here that the Nauvoo case and the Icarian adventure here in Illinois, it's an amazing, amazing history about human struggle against nature and about trying to realize one's dreams. And I would also like to say that Western Illinois University, by all means, because I work on this question for several years, is by far the most important center, has the most important center for research on Icaria throughout the world.
Georgopoulos says Icarians also tried to settle in other places, such as Iowa, Missouri, and California. But the movement fell apart in each of those locations for the same reason, a conflict of beliefs brought on by too many laws.
If laws alone were sufficient to make a people good, what a mighty good people we ought to be, with the tons of laws our willing legislators have been harshing for the past 100 years. This eternal stupidity and bondage will never cease until man learns to shake off.
He believes the same problem of excessive regulation is plaguing Europe today. Georgopoulos says eventually the Icarian community in America integrated into the rest of society. Jeffrey Hanks of the Malpass Library at WIU says only a handful of Icarian descendants still remain in Nauvoo, most notably the Baxter family. In fact, the winery established by Emil Baxter and his wife in the 1800s is still in operation today. I'm Chris Lovingood.